This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We're about to meet Eden. What a beautiful name. Eden, who is in Poway, who has a problem with her boyfriend tagging other women in his Instagram and wants to know whether she should love him or list him. Good morning, Eden.
Good morning.
So what's going on here?
Well, the guy that I'm dating will tag me in his Instagram post with five other women. Usually, you know, it's about sports or dogs, whatever. But I know that he's talking to all these other girls.
Is the same specific five women every time?
Yeah, there's some consistency there. We'll just say that.
Okay, all right.
You know, so like, I don't understand why he feels the need to tag all of us or all of us at the same time. I find it really strange.
So you feel like he's thirsting for attention from all kinds of girls, and yet you're his girlfriend.
Well, we're dating. There's no titles, you know, but is this to make me jealous, or are we, you know, on a different level than I think we're heading?
Eden, do you think he's trying to brag you up? Maybe he's trying to show you off to these girls.
I don't know. I mean, I never thought about it that way, but it seems like there's this level playing field in his mind, and then he's sharing all this information with us and the like stuff that we've talked about, but then that means he's going and talking about that stuff with these other girls.
Okay, I have two quick questions. Number one, have you guys had the exclusivity conversation yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Second question, for Valentine's Day, did you see him on Valentine's Day, or did he give you a present?
He sent me flowers.
Okay, I have a theory. We'll let the listeners call in, but okay. I have a theory.
Jessica has a theory, Eden. she is a morning show producer.
She's a woman who has experiences.
So you don't want to say your theory yet? You just leave Eden hanging?
I want to see what the listeners have to say, but I have a theory.
Well, there you go. 833-287-1037. What do you think's going on with Eden and this guy that she's dating, where he seems to tag all of these women all the time in his social media?
Obviously, Eden, you want to be with this guy more serious than you are, I imagine. But that's why you're calling us in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
833-287-1037. What do you think Eden should do? Love him or list him?
So, Eden, we're going to have you hang on, see what our KSO and loyal listeners have to say, if you're cool with that. And obviously, you're going to make your own decision, but maybe they can point you in a wise direction. You cool with that?
That sounds great.
All right, awesome. 833-287-1037. Help Eden out with Love Him or List Him. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Well, the guy that I'm dating will tag me in his Instagram post with five other women. Usually, you know, it's about sports or dogs, whatever. But I know that he's talking to all these other girls.
833-287-1037. Should Eden love him or list him?
Brianna in Claremont, what's your whole take on this?
I think she should list him, because I just feel like how she said he's tagging multiple, you know, women in the same comments or on social media. She didn't see him on Valentine's Day. It just seems kind of odd to me. And even if he's doing it, you know, for attention or trying to, like how you said, show her off or brag, that means he's still thinking or concerned with what the other women think. And I think that's a problem.
Jessica in Eastlake, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him? Tell us why.
Well, so one part of me says that she should take the same post that he tags her in and to tag other guys in the same post, or just be honest and have the conversation. But I think the first option would be more fun.
You're funny. It does make sense. I would think that if this is a stand-up dude, all she would have to do is say, that makes me uncomfortable, and he'll never do it again.
But I understand that they're in a brand new relationship. It's not exclusive. I understand her worrying, like, well, I'm not trying to be too needy, but I just don't get what you're doing.
All right, thanks, Jessica. Nancy is in Sarah Mesa. Go ahead, Nancy. Love him or list him? What should Eden do?
Don't even have to think about it. Just list him.
Oh.
That's a big, fat check mark. Out!
Let's go back now to Eden.
All right, Eden, we've heard from the KSON loyal listeners, and Jessica wants to share her thoughts as well.
You haven't had the exclusivity talk. You didn't see him on Valentine's Day, which I think is very important. I hate to say it. He's also dating all those other women.
Jessica.
This is an F-boy.
What?
List him.
Eden, what are your thoughts? I mean, deep down, what are you thinking? Because obviously, you know, it's bothersome enough to call and get some advice.
I mean, it makes me think of this meme I saw on Valentine's Day of a bouquet of red flags. You know, at the end of the day, like, I have that feeling, but I like the guy, so you want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Bouquet of red flags. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, first of all, brilliant, but also kind of harsh. Has anybody ever thought, if he was with these other women, why would he be tagging them? Wouldn't he want to keep them a secret?
Because he's tagging all of them because he likes all of them and he's seeing all of them. This is why he is an F-boy and he's not afraid to admit it. You could put him on that island.
What are you talking about?
Have you not
the
seen
show,
F-Boy Island?
Oh my God. Oh, my you need
show.
To get out of the house more.
There's no way, John. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Eden, are you still with us, by the way?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
If you were younger and you were dating a girl,
yeah,
and you were tagging a bunch of other women in it,
I would never do it.
Right.
I would never do it.
And you're not doing it to show her off to the other women. No way.
I'm trying to look at all angles.
Well, Eden, I think, you know, I mean, it's your decision. You know, what do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to lift him.
I think your bouquet of red flags, it nailed it.
I think that's a new song title.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one, Eden.
Send it to Miranda.
That's a Carly Pierce song.
Oh, okay. That's true.
We're going to send your thoughts to Carly Pierce or Miranda Lambert, Eden. Are you cool with that?
That's great. I'll take the royalties on that.
Hey, listen, I hope you guys are all right. I hope you guys are right, because this guy might be losing out on Eden, and I don't want that to happen if he's innocent. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Innocent.
Either way, boy, you guys are convicting him. Look at this. Either way, Eden, what we all want is you to be happy. So thank you for sharing your life with us. Do what you feel is right. And thank you for hanging out with us this morning. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.